Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Green?
Yeah.
You need any help?
Mm-mm.
I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Want my Coke? It's okay, you can have it.
No.
Really, you can have it.
Okay.
A Coke and a smile.
Here comes the king, here comes the big number one. Budweiser beer, the king is second to none. Just say Budweiser, you've said it all. Here comes the king of beer, so lift your glass, let's hear the
call. When you say Bud,
Budweiser beer's the one that's leading the rest.
When you say Bud,
and Beachwood aging makes it beer at its best.
When you say Bud,
one taste will tell you so loud and clear. There's only one Budweiser beer. When you say Bud,
Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So there's been nearly 2,900 Super Bowl ads over the past 50 years, and there is a short list of favorites. And if you'd like to share one of those, you can call or text 312-981-7200, your favorite Super Bowl commercial of all time. And tonight, to talk about the best of the past 50 years and preview this year's most anticipated spots, is the president of Zap Creative, and that's my pal Jeff Rogers. Jeff, how are you doing, buddy? Oh, did I not turn you on? There you go.
I'm not now.
By the way, turn you on, I meant by turn on your mic.
I'm both. I'm very excited to be here, okay. As well as.
And our buddy Sam Padianovich hanging out with us as well. See, now, what year were you born, Sam?
89.
So that Mean Joe Green commercial meant absolutely nothing.
I've seen highlights.
Highlights of the commercial.
Isn't that such a millennial answer? I don't want to watch the whole thing. I want the highlights.
30 full seconds? Are you kidding me?
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, and you're even worse than that. Are you 89 too? I can't remember.
Ooh, don't even. 92.
92.
Yeah.
See, wow. So he even almost doesn't even remember the McDonald's spot with like Michael Jordan and, you don't know.
Michael who?
No, don't do that. There's going to be an ass kick. Do you hear this, Roger?
Wow.
Do you hear this crap?
You young whippersnappers, I tell you, I remember back in my day when there wasn't a Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. Do you?
All right, so, well, yeah, actually.
Wow.
Well, 50 years.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm 63 now.
Yeah, all right. That's fair enough. All right, that's fair enough.
I remember when the Bears played at Wrigley Field.
Yep. Sam, you remember that?
No, but does Roger remember peach baskets in basketball, too?
Close.
In the alley.
Nice. Well, you know, the first spot ever, Super Bowl spot, was $40,000, Jeff. So it was pretty cheap compared to today.
Well, that and
I'm burping.
Yeah, I have to, you know, it got into the math very quickly for me in terms of what's that, in terms of an inflated number.
Yes.
I think what's most interesting, though, is the feedback this week has been that the Super Bowl and the run-up has jumped the shark.
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%. I'm already bored.
Yeah. And so the idea that the prices might start dropping because the interest or the impact of them is less engaging than it has been in previous years. Will be interesting over the next couple of years to see what that blowback is from this,
so
whatever this was, this circus this past week.
60% of the spots were previewed. Another 15 to 20%, there was a spot created to preview the commercial.
Right.
Okay. But I'm with you 1,000% because there's two other things here, too. We are so living in the world of political correctness right now that nobody's being edgy. Nobody's taking a chance. So we've got kind of these very thinly veiled kind of random, like I could see this on any show. This isn't a special thing for Super Bowl.
Do you remember the ones where they were launching gophers or little mice into a target, right?
I'm sure PETA didn't like that.
And so, I mean, you really did have people who were pushing the envelope with these things. And, yeah, there's a couple of examples later on that I think utilize some of the big comedy names.
Yeah.
And it's some lame duck.
But let's talk about some of the classics, because, I mean, there's a lot of classic spots out there that people remember. And I was asking the question to Steve Cochran on Friday, do you remember any of the spots from last year? And he said, yeah, the one from Nationwide Insurance where that kid was killed in the commercial. Like, he didn't, I don't remember if it was a safety issue or he wasn't buckled in. I don't remember the premise of it, but you're at the biggest party of the year, and there's this spot that just went boom.
Yeah.
And it got your attention. But that's all I remembered is I don't really want to see this type of spot during the Super Bowl.
That's a great example of a zag. When you expect everybody to zig, that's a great example of a zag that hits. But if you think about it, it's right in their wheelhouse in terms of what they want to talk about. Risk avoidance, insurance. I mean, that's how you do it. And so for them, I think it was a big payoff.
The biggest commercial, the first big commercial was not Mean Joe Green. It was at a time where Farrah Fawcett was just, she wasn't on Charlie's Angels yet. I think it was in the early 70s. And Joe Namath was the big player. He was the big guy. And they really didn't do any groundbreaking spots, really, until maybe the late 70s, early 80s. But this one was a standout.
I'm so excited. I'm going to get green.
So she's shaving him.
Well, yeah, she's putting the lathering up his face, and there's this whole very sensuous kind of aspect to it.
I think they were trying to say that Farrah was singing. I don't believe that was her.
No, that was absolutely not her.
Wait, she was shaving him?
Yeah. That's pretty good for the early 70s. But you know what? There's things in the early 70s that they could put on television you couldn't put on today.
Well,
this before or after he appeared in the spread with his shaved legs? I can't remember.
That's a
now.
Good question. Well, Bennett, could you have our interns work on that in there and see if we can?
See, and the other, about when he also showed, he did the commercial for the legs pantyhose.
I remember that, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was the other big one.
I don't know if it was before that ad or not. It was 73, I think, is when that commercial played. But that was a classic. Next one after that, I'm going to have to say, was the Apple commercial, because, I mean, that did change kind of.
84?
It was 84. Yeah. Apple 84. Let's take a listen. It was an odd spot.
Well, it was difficult to listen to and kind of understand. It's this Orwellian overlord indoctrinating an entire audience. Don't think for yourselves. Be part of the hive mind. And then you've got this incredible athletic woman coming running in with white shirt and red shorts in the middle of this very drab environment.
Yep.
And she's carrying this sledgehammer. And she does, what is that event called in the Olympics?
The hammer toss?
The hammer toss, yeah. And she does this spin and lets loose.
And shatters the big screen.
It's hard because we were looking at even stuff to play on these new commercials, what to play on the air, and there was really two or three.
Apple computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
Yeah, that was it. But it's hard to play some of these on the air. That's why I said we only could pick a few that really made sense to listen to.
But everyone knows this one. Sam, you may even know this one. You've seen the 1984 commercial.
Yes, right? I have. Yeah.
Okay. So, but at the time, the board of directors of Apple said, no, we're not playing that. That is absolutely not going on the air. Now, that's become the iconic Super Bowl, definition of the Super Bowl spot.
That was the zag.
Yeah, and they said, no, you're not playing that
And
at
it
all.
Only played once.
Yeah, that's correct.
During the Super Bowl. And it's so weird because I just saw the movie Steve Jobs the other night. And there was a big to-do about that. And they said that. They almost pulled the ad, like you just said, because the board of directors thought it just is not their company.
Well, and just to show you sort of the impact of one of these spots that they can have. Now, Macintosh at the time, same year, two other commercials came out. Alan Alda did a commercial for Atari, right?
Yeah.
And Bill Bixby did a commercial for Tandy Computers. So huge big name star. Yes, that's what good for.
I actually have a Tandy Pro, the computer, the laptop.
Do you really?
The Tandy Pro, yeah, because Apple, right, Apple and Tandy, yeah.
That's exactly right. Well, within the first 100 days, Apple sold $150 million worth of the Macintosh.
Think about that.
So in the first 100 days, and think about 1984, no one had computers. The cost was high.
Oh, yeah.
For me, though, the most iconic Super Bowl ads, at least series of ads, is the Clydesdales, the horses.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For me, that's what I think of Super Bowl ads. If you ask me what is the first thing that comes to mind, it's the horses for Budweiser.
And every year they do something fabulous. They never tease it. But probably the most iconic one to me in more recent years was after 9/11 when the horses went and the Clydesdales went and they kind of bowed to where the Twin Towers used to be.
Yeah.
If you remember that spot, it was pretty impactful.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great example of not playing with the form. They know exactly what they're trying to do and they just do it and they do it so incredibly well that you look forward to that spot. What are they going to do this year? A lot of pressure.
Kathy, what's your thoughts on this? You're on 720 WGN.
Hey, thank you. I'll just go back to Budweiser real quick. I mean, as you guys have seen that Helen Mirren one, Budweiser is the only brand that could pull that ad off. Helen Mirren's the only person.
Oh, the new one that's coming out.
That could be that actress to do that ad. So,
and you're talking about the drunk driving where she's pretty much just ripping you apart for even getting on the road, that you're just a complete immoral fool. Yeah.
Right, right. That was good. And the Colgate one where it's another social enterprise, social conscious ad, and that's Save Water by Colgate. So if you're two big brands being very, very social.
It was very cool because, I mean, it was a very clear indication that, okay, look, you're going to brush your teeth and you're going to waste 4 gallons of water while you run the faucet while you brush your teeth. And there are people in third world countries that 4 gallons gets them through an entire week that you just wasted down the drain. I actually thought that was one of the best that I'd seen so far.
Yeah, but going back to the 1984, that's like the best ad ever created in the history of advertisement. You know, that woman is throwing an anvil at IBM. So it was sort of a Mac, you know, Steve Jobs versus IBM. And what a great ad. To only one run once, or they paid for it once, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just once.
Yeah, they paid $650,000 for that ad. And it ran during the Super Bowl. So, yeah, quite an impact.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks so much, you guys. Keep talking. It's a great topic.
All right, thanks, Kathy. Happy Super Bowl to you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. The McDonald's Michael Jordan, Larry Bird was when they were going all over Chicago shooting baskets. Do you remember this one, Sam?
Through the window, off the wall.
That's it, yeah.
Off the concrete.
Yeah, let's take a little listen to McDonald's, the McDonald's spot.
What's in the bag?
Lunch.
Big Mac, fries.
Play you for it.
You and me for my Big Mac?
First one to miss watches the winner eat.
No dunking.
One me. It's me. Get in there.
I think I'm going to make this a new theme to my show, this song.
I like that. Yeah, I was going to say.
Off the floor, off the scoreboard, off the bang board, no rim.
Over the second rafter. Off the floor, nothing but
so they kept getting further and further away, and eventually they were at the Hancock, right at the top of the Hancock. Yeah.
And that's where the whole thing, nothing but net.
Off the expressway, over the river, off the billboard, through the window, off the wall, nothing but net.
Classic. That was a classic.
I love how Bird says no dunking.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because this is after Jordan just won the dunk contest, and Jordan, of course, took the game above the rim.
Right.
And Larry Bird was your stationary white guy, who was crafty but couldn't fly.
Yeah. Right.
Classic. Budweiser always, you know, besides the Clydesdales, they always have usually the groundbreaking, the funny. And you know the funny Jeffs. I mean, those are the things that really people talk about. They do talk about some of the impactful commercials that are out there, but they want to laugh. That's kind of how they judge a Super Bowl commercial, is by how hard they're going to laugh at a spot.
I think that some of their courage has come from doing these spots, the frogs, right? With the Budweiser, and no expectation of that. You're sitting there watching it going, where is this going to go?
Yeah.
And then they went there, and you appreciate the fact that they took the time with it, because for the first 15 seconds of that spot, you kind of don't know what this thing is all about.
Same thing with the WhatsApp commercials.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know that either. Let's listen a little bit of the frogs.
Bud. Bud.
Wines.
Bud. Bud.
Wines.
Bud. Bud.
Wines.
You know, there's all kinds of rankings of these Super Bowl spots, and a lot of, you know, I guess maybe it's also depending on your generation. The Mean Joe Green always hits the top. This one has hit number one in a lot of these categories, too.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
And they ran a series of these, too. I mean, if you remember, that the rest of that year
end.
Was all
yeah,
the...
that didn't end. And then there was the Was Up guy. Let's listen to that one.
Hello? Hey, who? What's up? Nothing, B. Just watching the game. Having a bud. So but you?
Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
What's up?
What's up? Yo, who's that?
Yo! Yo, pick up the phone.
Hello?
What's up?
What's up?
Yo, where's Dookie?
Yo, Dookie! Yo.
What's up? Hold on. Hello?
So what's up, B?
Watching the game, having a bud.
True.
It's awesome. I love that spot. I remember watching that originally, laughing my ass off at that spot. That was hysterical.
But I think universally, at the 2-month mark after that, if anybody said, what's up, you got to hit him in the face.
It burned out, yeah.
It was a quicker, fair shot to the face.
Right? Quicker than the yo-yo. Right. When the yo-yo came back, you know, I was in third grade. Everybody had a yo-yo for a week. And then after that, you never saw another
That's
yo-yo
interesting.
Again.
An interesting analogy. Interesting analogy. One of the ones that I think I'm getting a little bored with, now the Snickers Betty White commercial with the late Abe Vigoda. Let's just have a moment of silence for Abe. Thank you.
Actually, a moment of silence and a look directly to the camera. You have to do the take to the camera.
Was it
Barney
People
Miller,
or Us has been calling him dead for 10 years.
That's
so,
true.
You know,
no, it was 1985 they've been saying he's been gone.
30 years.
So it's been a long time.
So Abe Vigoda died the first time before the Bears ever won a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
That's exactly.
But it was a classic spot, and Betty White was her popularity ran up again. They're continuing that Snickers type of story in this Super Bowl. And this one, I believe, was from 2010, 2011. It's kind of like at this point, 6 years, we're still hanging on the same theme. I'm not quite sure. And this one is with William Dafoe. We'll talk about that in the next half hour. As Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
I'm bored with it a little bit.
It's played out. It's done. We got it. You got to do something new now.
But a quick little shot at the Snickers commercial. Let's take a listen.
Put.
Mike, what is your deal, man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby. Whoa. Use Snickers.
So it's all about after the Snickers, you don't become a wuss anymore. You became...
Yeah.
And then Abe Vigoda gets sacked.
Yeah.
That hurt.
That hurt. You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Yeah. Another one, classic, that was a little bit more recent was Paul Harvey, who used to be right here on WGN, the farmer spot that he did about the importance of being a farmer.
I think that the really, truly successful commercials are always the ones who are trying. They don't care what the reaction is going to be. They're going to tell their message in the way they're going to tell it. And invariably, that seems to be the most successful spot. They're not trying to be clever. They're trying to really authentically tell their story. And those are the ones you tend to look at, the Mean Joe Green, right? The 1984, the ones that tell their story. It could be funny or serious, but, and the farmers.
Very original.
Yeah.
Very original.
Yeah.
Let's listen a little bit of Paul Harvey.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer.
Do you remember what car this was?
I need
what
somebody
automobile?
With arms strong enough to wrestle a cat.
Yeah, that's important.
So was it Ford or Chevy?
It was Ram. It's Dodge Ram.
It's a Dodge, yeah.
Oh, Dodge.
See, but I mean, that's actually a really big part of this, though, is you can remember the spot. You can remember exactly what happened. You can remember you laughed. Mm-hmm. And if you don't remember that product, then that was a miss.
Right.
Well, here's the other thing that I always think about when I see one of these commercials. What was that pitch meeting like?
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Here's the idea. So funny, so okay, yeah, this is going to be great. Do you guys remember Paul Harvey? Okay, no? Okay, ask your dads. Okay, it's okay. All right, so Paul Harvey does this speech about the farmer. Was it funny? No. No, it's not funny at all. Very reverential. All right, thanks, Todd. We're going to talk to you a little bit later about that one. We'll get to that. I like it. I got to see it more, maybe hear it. I mean, that's
it's
just
true. No,
people
totally
have got to be
right.
Sitting there going, oh.
Or the hippie that goes,
yeah.
I got an idea, man. A bunch of talking frogs.
Yeah. There's
yeah, a bunch of talking frogs, yep, man.
That's right.
And that one is made up on the elevator on the way going up to that pitch meeting. Is,
no, some four-year-old was like, I want to see some
we've
frogs.
Got nothing. I love that.
Yeah, you just see the elevator thing. Hey, George, what do you got? I got nothing. I got nothing. We got this meeting in 30 seconds. We hit 10th floor. What do you got? Frogs. I don't know. Do frogs.
Another
frogs.
One that is really highly rated is the Volkswagen commercial. And by the way, Volkswagen not in the Super Bowl this year was when the kid was as Darth Vader. And Roger, we'll just hold off on that for a little bit. There. Okay. Yeah. But it was when he had the remote control in the car. Do you remember this commercial?
Well, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's doing the Force. He's trying to use the Force to start things.
It's ranked like
the
top five
it's
of
a
all
great
time.
Spot.
It is a great spot. Coke parade balloons was somebody we got from 773.
They did find out, though, that the kid who was in the VW spot was actually inflating his ability with the Force.
Right.
It wasn't his actual ability.
You just brought up Coke. How about Pepsi with Cindy Crawford?
1993, classic.
Jeez. I mean,
one you can't play because that is 1,000% visual, but that was a great, great
yeah,
spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the 773 with this Coke balloons, that was... it was the parade balloons in like a Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah, it was Thanksgiving.
Underdog and Stewie from Family Guy fight for an inflatable Coke bottle, and then Charlie Brown's balloon comes and steals the Coke bottle and floats off. It was a classic. I love that one, too. And then someone mentioned from 847 the Budweiser Respect commercial, which was when the Clydesdales stopped in front of the New York skyline, like
yeah,
we talked about earlier.
Up, right.
Yep. Absolute classic. This is still one of my favorites, and we're going to get to this before we get to the news, is when Letterman was on, and it was very unexpected. And, you know, him and Oprah have they had kind of a not a very pleasant relationship because Dave did his shows here at the Chicago Theater back in the late 80s, and Oprah was on Dave's show at the Chicago Theater, and it was uncomfortable. She kind of overdid herself a little bit. The audience didn't like it. I don't know if you remember this.
It was awkward.
It was just very awkward. And Dave kind of made fun of it afterwards, and then they had a very chilly relationship until she came back on when he was in New York, maybe 10 years later.
Yeah.
And then they became regulars, really, on each other's shows. But this one was sitting down. I'll have to explain it a little bit. You'll hear the voices, but Dave and Oprah, it's almost like Oprah's, I don't know, his wife, his mother, kind of ish.
Yeah, right. But you also had the hatred between Jay and Dave at that time as well.
Yeah. So. Let's take a listen.
This is the worst Super Bowl party ever.
Now, Dave, be nice.
He's just saying that because I'm here.
Like, she's disgusted. That was like 12 seconds of commercials. And, you know, both sides of the story have told of how this happened. Like, Jay walked, they did this at the Ed Sullivan Theater or at a studio nearby. And Jay walked in, said hello to Dave. They sat down to the spot. He said goodbye, and that was the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, he participated, which I take my hats off to, but that was it.
They were not friends after that whole fiasco of the Tonight Show. That bridge never got built back.
No. But it was cool to see that because people talked. That was the big water cooler conversation.
And remember the thing with Dave and Oprah, Oprah. Oprah.
That
Uma
was the other thing
Oscars,
that went nowhere.
So,
that's why Dave never hosted the Oscars
right,
again.
Exactly.
All right. When we come back, we're going to preview this year's hottest spots. Hey, Sammy, thank you so much for hanging out.
No problem.
You've had a long day. And, go Panthers or go Broncos, are we saying?
I think the Panthers win 23-20.
Okay, that's a tight, okay.
Hope it's close. That's all I asked for.
I'm going to flip that around and say it's going to be the Panthers, but I'm going to say the same spread on that. Thanks, Sammy. We'll talk next time.
You got it.